Imagine a bitter January evening in Manhattan, where Dominic Russo Label Magazine's notoriously demanding creative director meets his formidable mother at a cozy family pizzeria. There, he encounters Ali Romano, a sharp-tongued server who boldly confronts him about ignoring the no cell phone sign. When he dismisses her, she retaliates by loudly announcing fake STD test results near his phone, effectively ending his important call and mortifying him. Their hostility escalates when Dominic makes snide comments about her career aspirations, prompting Ali to serve him pizza with pepperoni meticulously arranged to spell F-U, a creative touch that impresses even as it infuriates. For 28-year-old Ali, this small rebellion offers momentary satisfaction amid her exhausting reality of juggling three jobs while pursuing her dream as a graphic designer. When Dominic demands to speak to the manager, Ali is fired, prioritizing the restaurant's relationship with the influential Russo family over her employment. Their paths cross again unexpectedly when Dominic's mother offers Ali a position as a junior graphic designer at Label Magazine, a life-changing opportunity she can't refuse despite her misgivings about working alongside the man she mentally dubbed Charming the Douche Weasel. The stage is set for an inevitable collision where professional ambition meets personal animosity, complicated by an undeniable spark neither wants to acknowledge. At Label Magazine, Dominic struggles in his father's role, while employees see him as his predecessor's clone. His interactions with Ali are filled with tension. They exchange barbs during meetings, yet their antagonism oddly enlivens the office. Dominic finds himself watching her work, while she deliberately provokes him with gestures. Ali juggles her new job with four other part-time positions, including bartending and freelance design. Her responsibilities extend to caring for her father with dementia, renovating his house for sale, and managing debt after her estranged mother emptied his accounts. Despite these burdens, her sharp wit remains intact, and she refuses to be intimidated by Dominic. During a car ride to meet a designer, they list their mutual dislikes. Dominic criticizes her attitude, shoes, too big eyes, and disheveled hair. Ali counters that he's callous, disrespectful, moody, and either too stubborn or afraid to leave a job he hates. Their tension grows increasingly evident, especially when Dominic admits, "I don't hate you, Ali," in a tone suggesting far more complex feelings. Their chemistry becomes undeniable during a frigid Central Park photo shoot when Ali arrives with rescue dogs instead of Afghan hounds. Despite claiming, "I'm nobody's people," Dominic finds himself amused by the chaos and tucks a tiny dog named Mr. Frisky into his coat. The photographer notices their rapport, commenting that Dominic actually smiles around Ali, completely out of character. They begin exchanging personal emails using fairy tale nicknames, Charming and Maleficent. Through these messages, they reveal themselves. Ali works multiple jobs without explaining why, while Dominic confesses he once wanted to be a math teacher. Their growing attraction becomes evident until Dominic abruptly declares he doesn't like getting to know her. This resolution fails when they encounter each other at a bar where Ali is on another date. Dominic corners her, demanding explanations. When she admits her attraction, he demands she quit her job so they can act on it. She refuses. She needs the paycheck more than she needs him, creating an impasse. When a payroll mix-up delays Ali's check until after her father's nursing home bill is due, she faces a crisis. With only $2,000 saved and needing $5,300 by morning, she accepts her friend's invitation to perform at a strip club's amateur night for prize money. Dominic follows her after overhearing her desperate call. Furious at the men watching her, he arranges a private dance for $5,000. In the VIP room, Ali's humiliation transforms when she sees the hunger in his eyes. She gives him an unforgettable dance, leaving victorious yet wanting him more. The next day, Ali receives an email about a temporary promotion and signing bonus of $5,000, exactly what she needs. Her relief turns to shock when she discovers her new position is as Dominic's personal assistant. Despite her anger, the compensation is too good to refuse. Later, she learns Dominic arranged this at 2 a.m., not to control her, but to help her financially without offering charity she would reject. Their relationship transforms when a drunk, vulnerable Dominic confesses he thinks about her constantly but won't pursue her, fearing he'll become like his father, who takes whatever he wants. He admits feeling responsible for his father's predatory behavior and undeserving of happiness. This honesty marks a turning point. Ali finally understands his conflict and suggests they try being friends, a concept Dominic dreads but accepts. Their friendship deepens when Ali reveals her father's dementia and financial struggles. Dominic discovers her deteriorating house with a ceiling hole and water damage and completes renovations despite her protests. Just as they give in to their feelings, Dominic's father appears with veiled threats, suggesting Ali is using Dominic for money. The situation implodes when Dominic learns his father had an affair with his ex-girlfriend, a betrayal that triggers his deepest insecurities and causes a devastating argument with Ali. After their breakup, Dominic sends vulnerable emails, admitting his struggle with apologies and revealing how hiding his father's infidelity at 13 shaped his trust issues. He promises to write daily until she responds. Meanwhile, Ali discovers unexplained blessings: her father's medical care covered by a grant, a full-price offer on her father's house, and a job opportunity from a Manhattan firm. She realizes Dominic has been quietly solving her problems without seeking recognition. While working at a pizza place, Ali is stunned when Dominic appears at her table. His meaningful pepperoni pizza order affects her deeply. When she returns with his food, he's gone, leaving evidence of his behind-the-scenes help. Ali grabs her pizza and runs after him, expressing her love through arranged pepperonis, and he sweeps her into his arms as onlookers cheer. By a Thread shows how awareness and choice can break generational patterns. Dominic fears becoming his abusive father, who treated women as disposable, making his powerful attraction to Ali feel dangerous. He discovers that awareness enables change. Unlike his father, Dominic questions his motives, sets boundaries, and prioritizes Ali's well-being. His journey proves we aren't doomed to repeat our parents' mistakes if we consciously choose differently. Ali carries her mother's abandonment, developing a fierce self-reliance that becomes both strength and limitation. Her determination never to burden others mirrors her father's quality, perpetuating isolation. When she allows Dominic to support her, standing alongside rather than taking over, she breaks this pattern of lonely self-sufficiency. Their story reminds us that while we cannot change our past, we can heal from it. We can create a future defined by authentic love rather than wounds. Sometimes, the most unlikely beginnings can weave into the strongest bonds when we embrace vulnerability and forgive both others and ourselves.